Hello, welcome to this supplementary podcast to accompany our re-release of the live recording of John John by John Heywood. Now, that show, for various reasons, had to be a cut-down text, so we've decided to release this recording of the read-through of the full text. Now, as it is a read-through, it is rough around the edges, full of digressions, and also may contain the odd error, but it is at least the full text. If that's not your thing, go to the live recording on our podcast. But for now, here's John John by John Heywood, with Sian Notley, Mark Jenner, and myself, Robert Crichton.
On that front, which I think we should decide is that Eve... It's not consistent whether it's John or Johan or...
Yeah.
Because sometimes it rhymes as one and sometimes it rhymes as the other. I think for practical reasons, we'll just go with John.
Yep.
I've got the original spellings, completely unadulterated, because I'm a masochist that way. And let's just see, A, how long is unadulterated. I also have a glossary, and we may make sure... I have, for the radio version, made some provisional changes of actual words.
Okay.
Because it doesn't mean what you think it means in some cases, and it's really not very helpful. So, enter John John.
Godspeed, you masters, everyone. What, you're not with her? My wife is gone. I pray God the devil take her. For all that I do, I cannot make her, but she will go a-gadding very much like an Anthony pig with an old witch which leadeth her about hither and thither. But by her lady, I won't not with her. But by Gog's blood, were she come home unto this, my house, by Our Lady of Crome, I would beat her all that I drink. Beat her, quota. Yea, that she so stink, and at every stroke lay her on the ground, and train her by the hair about the house round. I'm even mad that I beat her not now. There is never a wife between heaven and hell which was ever beaten half so well. Beaten, quota? Yea, but wouldn't she thereof die? Then I may chance to be hanged shortly. And when I have beaten her till she smoke, and given her many a hundred stroke, think ye that she will amend yet? Aye, by Our Lady, the devil speed wit. Therefore I will not bet her at all. And shall I not beat her? No shall. When she offendeth and doth amiss, and keepeth not a house as her duty is, shall I not beat her if she do so? Yea, by cock's blood, that shall I do. I shall beat her, and thwack her I trow, and that she shall be shit the house for very woe. But yet I think what my neighbour will say then. He will say thus, whom chidest thou, John John? Harry, will I say, I chide my cursed wife, the veriest drab that ever bare life, which doth nothing but go and come, and I cannot make her keep her at home. Then I think he will say by and by, walk her coat, John John, and beat her hardly. But then unto him mine answer shall be, the more I beat her, the worse is she, and worse, make her I shall. He will say then, beat her not at all. And why, shall I say? This would be whist. Is she not mine, own to chastise as I list? But this is another point, worst of all. The folks will mock me when they hear me brawl. But for all that, shall I let, therefore, to chastise my wife ever the more, and to make her at home to tarry? Is that not well done? Yes, by St. Mary, that is a point of an honest man, for to beat his wife well now and then. Therefore I shall beat her. Have ye no dread? And I ought to beat her till she be stark dead. And why? By God, because it is my pleasure. And if I should suffer her, I make you sure, nought should prevail me, neither staff nor waster, within a while she should be my master. Therefore I shall beat her by cock's mother, both on the one side and on the other, before and behind, neither shall be her boot, from the top of the head to the sole of the foot. But masters, for God's sake, do not entreat for her when that she shall be beat, but for God's passion, let me alone, and I shall thwack her that she shall groan. Therefore I beseech you, and heartily you pray, and I beseech you say me not nay, but that I may beat her for this once, and I shall beat her by cock's bones, that she shall stink like a polecat. But yet, by God's body, that need not, for she will stink without any beating. For every night, once she giveth me an heating, from her issueth such a stinking smoke that the savour thereof almost doth me choke. But I shall beat her now, without fail. I shall beat her top and tail, head, shoulders, arms, legs and all. She'll beat her, I hear, I trow, that I shall. And by God's body, I tell you true, I shall beat her till she be black and blue.
And we'll just pause there for a second. It's this idea that beating someone makes them stink.
Well done, darling. I'm assuming... But you know, yes. Yeah.
Before we move
one
on...
One gives off a lot of feral sweat.
Yes. I have trimmed a lot of that out, though. I may have trimmed out something that I didn't realise was actually moderately amusing. So I might go back in. I'm not sure. I think the thing is, with this opening speech, is that you've got to be more indecisive. You've got to really show those switches between, I'm going to be, yeah, I'm going to, actually, should I know? Because otherwise you're an arsehole. And you're just a violent, horrible man. Whereas the joke has got to be, you're never going to touch her.
Yeah.
You won't touch, you know, the only violence that occurs is sort of pushing them out of the, you know, and it's a sort of communal violence rather than specific wife beating. You wouldn't actually touch her. Otherwise, we're doomed. And now we introduce plot. Beyond your not getting on with your wife.
But where the devil trow ye, she is gone. I hold a noble, she is with Sir John. I fear I am beguiled away. But yea, in faith, I hope well nay. I almost am raised that I ne'er can, so the behaviour of our gentlewoman. And yet I think, thither as she doth go, for to make some pastime and sport. But then my wife so oft doth thither resort, that I fear she will make me wear a feather. Yet I need not, for to fear, never. For here's a gossip, that is he. But abide a while. Yet let me see. Where the devil hath our gossip breed begone? My wife had never child, daughter nor son. Nor if I forbid her that she go no more, yet she will go as she did before. Or else will she choose some other place, and then the matter is in as ill case. But in faith, all these words be in waste. For I think the matter is done and past. And when she cometh home, she will begin to chide, but she shall have her payment stick by her side. For I shall order, for all her brawling, that she shall repent to go a caterwauling.
Why, whom wilt thou beat, I say thy knave?
Who, why, Tip? None, so God me save.
Yes, I heard thee say thou wouldst one beat.
Merry wife, it was... Stockfish in Thames Street, which will be good meat against Lent. Why, Tib, what hast thou thought that I meant?
Marry, methought I heard thee bawling. Will thou never leave this walling? How the devil dost thou thyself behave? Shall we ever have this work, thou knave?
What? Wife, how sayest thou? Was it well guessed of me that thou would be come home in safety as soon as I had kindled a fire? Come warm thee, sweet Tib, I thee require.
Oh, John, John. I'm afraid by this light that I shall be sore sick this night.
My cock's soul, now I dare lay a swan that she come now straight for Sir John. For when she hath fetched him of vim a lick, then she comes home and saith she is sick.
Now, we should just pause there. There is actually quite a lot of technically very rude innuendo.
Yeah.
So there is potentially a double meaning that can be played there.
A lick.
Absolutely, because we haven't got to Clift to remove the F. It becomes a very different word. The question again here is, you know, you build yourself up to a frenzy. You know, I'm gonna. She will repent, and the moment you turn around, she's there. What was that? Nothing. What? Nothing, dear. Nothing. No. Was it? Nothing at all. Nothing at all. And it's the question of how traditionally shrewish is Tib. You know, where do we place her? I don't think we need an answer yet. He is useless,
just,
and you are having an affair.
If she just comes in there, then where do I go?
Yeah, we'll figure out a level as we go along. But it's just the question is there.
What sayest thou?
Very. I say it is meet for a woman to go play abroad in the tower for an hour or two.
Well, gentlemen, go to.
Well, let us have no more debate.
If you do not fight, chide and rate, brawl and fare as one that were frantic, there is nothing that may him like.
If that the parish priest, Sir John, did not see her now and then, and give her absolution upon a bed, for woe and pain she would soon be dead.
For God's sake, John, do thee not displease. Many a time I'm ill at ease. What thinkst thou now? Am I not somewhat sick?
Would to God and sweet St. Derrick. that thou walked in the water up to the throat were in a burning oven red hot to see, and I would pull thee out.
Now, John, to put thee out of doubt, imagine thou where that I was before I came home.
Whippercase, thou was praying in the church of Paul's, upon thy knees for all Christian souls.
Nay.
Then if thou wast not so holy, show me where thou wast, and make no lie.
Truly, John, we made a pie. I am my gossip Marjorie, and our gossip the priest, Sir John, and my neighbour's youngest daughter Anne. The priest paid for the stuff and the making, and Marjorie, she paid for the baking.
Oh, Coxley wounds, that same as she. That is the most bawdy hens to Coventry.
What say you?
Mary, answer me to this. Is not Sir John a good man?
Yes, that he is.
Ha! Tib, if I should not grieve thee, I have somewhat whereof I would move thee.
Well, husband, now I do conject that thou hast me somewhat in suspect. But by my soul, I never go to Sir John, but I find him like a holy man. For either he is saying his devotion, or else he's going in procession.
Yes, and about the bed doth he go. You two together and no more. And for to finish the procession, he leapeth up and thou liest down.
What sayest thou?
Mary, I say he doth well. For so ought a shepherd to do, as I heard tell, for the salvation of all his fold.
John.
What is that that thou would?
By my soul, I love thee too. And I shall tell thee, or I further go, the pie that was made, I have it now here, and therewith I trust we shall make good cheer.
Ay, cock's body, that is very happy.
But wonst who gave it?
Not the devil reck I.
By my faith, and I shall say true then, the devil take me, and it were not Sir John.
Oh, hold thy peace, wife, and swear no more. But I beshrew you both your hearts, therefore.
Yet, peradventure, thou hast suspicion of that was never thought nor done.
Tush, wife, let all such matters be. I love thee well, though thou love not me. But this pie doth now catch harm. Let us set it upon the hearth to warm.
Then let us eat it as fast as we can. But because Sir John is so honest a man, I would that he should thereof eat his part.
That were reason. Now thee in short.
Then, since that it is thy pleasure, I pray thee, then go to him right, and pray him sup with us tonight.
Shall he come hither? By cock's soul, I was accursed, what that I granted to that word first. But since I have said it, I dare not say nay, for then my wife and I should make a fray. So when he has come, I swear by God's mother, I would give the devil this one to carry away the t'other.
What sayest?
Mary, he is my curate, I say, my confessor and my friend alway. Therefore, go thou and seek him by and by, and till thou come again, I will keep this pie.
Shall I go for him? Nay, I shrew me then. Go thou and seek as fast thou can and tell him it.
Shall I do so? In faith, it's not meet for me to go.
But thou shalt go tell him for all that.
And shall I tell him what was what? That thou desirest him to come make some cheer?
Nay, that thou desirest him to come sup here.
Nay, by the road, wife, thou shalt have the worship and the thanks of thy guest that is thy gossip.
Full oft I see my husband will me rate for this hither coming of our gentle curate.
What sayest, Tib? Let me hear that again.
Mary, I perceive very plain that thou hast Sir John somewhat in suspect. But by my soul, as far as I conject, he is virtuous and full of charity.
Faith, all the town knoweth better that he is a whoremonger, a haunter of stews, an hypocrite, a knave that all men refuse, a liar, a wretch, a maker of strife. But then they know that thou art my good wife.
What's that thou said?
Mary, I would have the table set and laid. It's in this place or that. I care not whether.
Well, they go to bring the trestles hither.
Abide a while. Let me put out of my gown. But yet I'm afraid to lay it down, for I fear it shall be soon stolen. And yet may lay safe in naught unstolen. It may lie well here, and I list. But by cock's soul, here hath a dog pissed. And if I should lay it on the hearth bare, it might have to be burned, or I will wear. Therefore, I pray you to take the pain to keep my gown till I come again. But yet he shall not have it, by my fay. He's so near the door he might run away. But because that ye be trusty and sure, ye shall keep it, and it be your pleasure. and because it's arrayed at the skirt, while ye do nothing, scrape off the dirt. Lo, now I'm ready to go to Sir John, and bid him come as fast as he can.
Yea, do so without any tarrying. But I say, hark, thou hast forgot one thing. Set up the table, and that by and by.
We'll just pause there. Mm. So, we've just had the audience participation business, which is a shame, because that sort of automatically has to go, even though there are some lovely bits in it. Mm. But it won't quite carry across. When we get to it, I try to simplify some of the comings and goings that come up next with the whole backs and forths. I think the basic thing for what's coming up next is just as quickly as... And we'll figure out how clearly we can get that across.
Right.
Okay.
But I think just pace and just get increasingly annoyed by this little game. So, now go thy ways, I think, where are we? Yeah. You're sitting at the table.
Now go thy ways.
I'll go shortly. But say your candlestick be not out of the way.
Come again and lay the table, I say. What? Methinks you've soon done.
No, I pray God that his malediction light on my wife when... Is this an aside?
I think it is, yes. It looks like it is. Yeah. The original script doesn't have any, yeah. So that's those are all additions.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Now I pray God that his malediction light on my wife and on the bald priest.
Now go thy ways and hie thee. Seest?
I pray to Christ, if my wish be no sin, that the priest may break his neck when he comes in.
Now come again.
What a mischief wilt thou fool?
Marry, I say, bring hither yonder stool.
Go to, a little would make me for to say thus, a vengeance take thee.
Now go to him and tell him plain that till thou bring him thou wilt not come again.
This pie doth born here as it doth stand.
Go, wash me these two cups of my hand.
Go, with a mischief light on thy face.
Go and bring it him high, bid him hie him apace. I knew that was going to happen. Go and bid him hie him apace, and all the while I shall all things amend.
This pie burneth here at this end, understandest thou?
Go thy ways, I say.
I will go now as fast as I may.
Come once again, I'd forgotten. Look, and there be any ale in the pot.
Oh, a vengeance and a very mischief light on the pill, the priest, and on my wife. On the pot, the ale, and on the table, the candle, the pie, and all the rabble. On the trestles and on the stool. It is much ado to please a cursed fool.
Well, go thy ways now, and tarry no more, for I am hungered very sore.
Merry I go.
Oh, but come once again yet. Bring hither that bread, lest I forget it.
I wish it were time for to turn the pie, for it wish it doth burn.
Lord, how my husband now doth patter, and if the pie still doth clatter, go now and bid him come away. I bid thee 100 times today.
I will not give a straw, I tell you plain, if that the pie wax cold again.
What, are they not yet gone out of this place? I'd rent thou hadst been come again in the space, but by cocksole, and I should do thee right, I'd break thy knave's head tonight.
Nay, and if my wife be set a-chiding, it's time for me to go at her bidding. There is a proverb, which true now proveth, he must needs go that the devil driveth. How, Master Curate, may I come in at your chamber door without any sin?
Who is there now that would have me? What, John, what news with thee?
Marry, sir, to tell you shortly, my wife and I pray you heartily, and each desire you with all our might that ye would come and sup with us tonight.
You must pardon me, in faith I need can.
Yes, I desire you, good Sir John. Take pain this once, and yet at the least, if ye will do naught at my request, yet do somewhat for the love of my wife.
I will not go for making of strife, but I shall tell thee what thou shalt do. Thou shalt tarry and sup with me, or thou go.
Will ye not go thou? Why so? I pray you tell me, is there any disdain or any enmity between you twain?
Oh, in faith, to tell thee between thee and me. She is as wise a woman as any may be. I know it well, for I have had the charge of her soul and searched her conscience at large. I never knew her but honest and wise, without any evil or any vice, save one fault. I know in her no more, and because I rebuke her now and then, therefore, she is angry with me, and hath me in hate, and yet that I do it for your wealth.
Oh, God yield it, you God, Master Curate. And as ye do, so send your health. Herewith I'm bound to you a pleasure.
Yet thou thinkest amiss, peradventure, that of her body she should not be a good woman. But I shall tell thee what I have done, John. For that matter, she and I be sometime aloft, and I do lie upon her many a time and oft to prove her. Yet that I could never spy that ever any did worse with her than I.
Sir, that is the least care I have of nine. Thanks be God and your good doctrine. But if it please you, tell me the matter and the debate between you and her.
I shall tell thee, but thou must keep secret.
As for that, sir, I shall not let.
I shall tell thee now the matter plain. She is angry with me, and hath me in disdain, because that I do her oft entice to do some penance after mine advice, because she will never leave her rawling, but alway with thee she is chiding and brawling, and therefore I know she hateth mine presence.
Nay, in good faith, saving your reverence.
I know very well she hath me in hate.
Nay, I dare swear for her, Master Curate. Or was I not a very knave? I thought surely, so God me save, that he had loved my wife for to deceive me. And now he quitteth himself, and here I see. He doth as much as he may for his life to stint the debate between me and my wife.
If ever she did or thought me any ill, I now forgive her with my free will. Therefore, John, now get thee home and thank thy wife, and say, I will not come.
Let me know now, good Sir John, where ye will go to supper, then.
I care not greatly, and I tell thee. On Saturday last, I and two or three of my friends made an appointment, and against this night we did assent that in a place we would sup together. And one of them said he would bring thither ale and bread, and for my part I said that I would give them a pie. And there I gave them money for the making, and another said she would pay for the baking, and so we purposed to make good cheer for to drive away care and thought.
Then I pray you, sir, tell me here, whither should all this gear be brought?
By my faith, and I should not lie, it should be delivered to thy wife, the pie.
By God, it is at my house, standing by the fire.
Who bespake that pie I thee require?
By my faith, and I shall not lie, it was my wife, and her gossip Marjorie, and your good mashup called Sir John, and my neighbour's youngest daughter Anne. Your mashup paid for the stuff and the making, and Marjorie, she paid for the baking.
If thou wilt have me now, in faith, I will go.
Yea, marry, I beseech your mashup, do so. My wife tarrieth for none but us twain. She thinketh longer I come again.
Well now, if she chide me in thy presence, I will be content and take in patience.
By cock's soul, and she once chide, or frown, or lour, or look aside, I shall bring you a staff as much as I may heave. And beat her, and spare not, I give you good leave, to chastise her for her shrewd varying.
Back to the house.
The devil take thee for thy long tarrying. Here is not a whit of water, by my gown, to wash our hands that we might sit down. Go, and hie thee as fast as a snail, and with fair water fill me this pail.
I thank our Lord of his good grace that I cannot rest long in a place.
Go, fetch water, I say, at a word. For it is time the pie were on the board, and go with a vengeance, and say thou art paid.
Ah, good gossip, is that well said?
Welcome, my own sweetheart. We shall make some cheer ere we depart.
Good soul, look how he approacheth near unto my wife. This abateth my cheer.
By God, I would ye had hard the trifles, the toys, the mocks, the fables, and the knifles that made thy husband to believe and think thou mightst as I didn't even try thou mightst as well into the earth sink as thou couldst forbear laughing any while.
I pray thee let me hear part of that while.
Mary, I shall tell thee as fast as I can, but peace no more. Yonder cometh thy good man.
Cock soul, what have we here? As far as I saw, he drew very near unto my wife.
What? Come so soon? Well, give us water to wash now. Have done.
By cock's soul, it was even now full to the brink. But it was out again, or I could think. Wherefore I marvelled by God Almight, and then I looked between me and the light, and I spied a cliff both large and wide, No wife, here it is on the one side.
Why does not stop it?
Why? How shall I do it?
Well, take a little wax.
How shall I come to it?
Mary, here be two wax candles, I say, which my gossip Marjorie gave me yesterday.
Hush, let him alone, for by the rood it's a pity to help him or do him good.
What, John? Canst thou make no shift? Take this wax and stop therewith this clift.
This wax is as hard as
won't
any
work on
wire.
Radio. Won't work on radio. But we can still get the laugh. We can still get the laugh, and that's almost as good. Stop there with the clift.
This wax is as hard as any wire.
Thou must chafe it a little at the fire.
She that bought thee those wax candles, Twain, she's a good companion, certain.
What, was it not my gossip Marjorie?
Yes, she is a blessed woman, surely.
Now, would God I were as good as she, for she is virtuous and full of charity.
Now, so God help me, and by my holy dome, she is the erst board between this and Rome.
What sayst?
Mary, I chafe the wax, and I chafe it so hard that my fingers cracks. I take up this pie that I hear torn, and it stand long, I wiss it will born.
Yeah, but thou must chafe the wax, I say.
Bid him sit down, I thee pray. Sit down, good Sir John, if I you require.
Go, I say, and chafe the wax by the fire while that we sup, Sir John and I.
Now, what will you do with the pie? Shall I not thereof eat thereof a morsel?
Go and chafe the wax while thou art well, and let us have no more prating thus.
Benedicity.
Dominus.
Go and chafe the waxy with a mischief.
What? I come to bless the board, sweet wife. It's my custom now and then. Much good do it you, Master Sir John.
Go chafe the wax and here no longer tarry.
And is not this a very purgatory? To see folks eat and may not eat a bit. By cock's soul, I'm a very good cock. It's pale here. Now a vengeance take it. Now my wife giveth me a proud mock.
What dost?
Mary, I chafe the wax here, and I imagine to make you good cheer. Let the vengeance take ye both as ye sit, for I know well I shall not eat a bit. But yet, in faith, if I might eat one morsel, I would think the matter went very well.
Gossip, John, how much good do it you? What cheer make you by the fire?
Master Parson, I thank you now. A farewell I now, after mine own desire.
What dost, John, I thee require?
I chafe the wax here by the fire.
Here is good drink, and here is a good pie.
We fare very well, thanked be our lady.
Look how the cook old chafeth the wax that is hard, and for his life dareth not look hitherward.
What doth my gossip?
I chafe the wax. I chafe it so hard that my fingers cracks, and eat the smoke putteth out my eyes too. I burn my face and ray my clothes also. And yet I dare not say one word, and they sit laughing yonder at the board.
Well, by my troth, it is a pretty jape for a wife to make her husband her ape. Look of John, which maketh hard shift to chafe the wax, to stop there with the clift.
Yea, that a vengeance take ye both too, both him and thee and him also, and that ye may choke with the same meat at the first morsel that ye do eat.
Of what thing now dost thou clatter, John? Of whereof dost thou patter?
I chafe the wax, and make hard shift to stop her with of the pail the rift.
So must he do, John, by my father kin, that is bound of wedlock in the yoke.
Look how the poor priest crammeth in. That would to God he might therewith choke.
Now, Master Parson, pleaseth your goodness, tell us some tale of mirth or sadness for our pastime, in way of communication.
I am content to do it for our recreation, and of three miracles I shall to you say.
What? Must I chafe the wax all day and stand here roasting by the fire?
Thou must do somewhat at thy wife's desire. I know a man which wedded had a wife as fair a woman as ever bare life, and within a now. I can't remember what that actually means, but I've got it
changed. Senight.
Yeah.
It's a week. Senight.
It is. Senight, yes. Within a senight after, right soon, he went beyond sea and left her alone and tarried there about a 7 year. And as he came homeward, he had a heavy cheer, for it was told him that she was in heaven. And when that he cometh home again was, he found his wife with her children 7, which she had had in the mean space, yet had she not had so many by 3, if she had not had the help of me. Is not this a miracle, if ever were any, that this good wife should have children so many here in this town, while her husband should be beyond the sea in a far country?
Now, we good sooth, this is a wondrous miracle. For your labour, I would that your tackle were in a scalding water well sod.
Peace, I say, thou lettest the word of God.
Another miracle, eke, how shall you say, of a woman which had that which that many a day had been wedded, and in all that season she had no child, neither daughter nor son, wherefore to St. Modwin she went on pilgrimage, and offered there a live pig, as is the usage of the wives that in London dwell. And through the virtue thereof, truly to tell, within a month after right shortly, she was delivered of a child as much as I. How say you, is not this miracle wondrous?
Yes, in good sooth, sir, it is marvellous. But surely, after mine own opinion, that child was neither daughter nor son, for certainly, and I be not beguiled, she was delivered of a knave child.
Isn't most of that aside?
Yes, it probably is. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think you say that.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Just the first line, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yes.
I wouldn't blithely continue yes. with my mockery.
You're terribly brave all of a sudden. Peace, I say, for God's passion. Thou lettest St. John's communication.
The third miracle also is this. I knew another woman, Equus, which was wedded, and within 5 months after, she was delivered of a fair daughter, as well formed in every member and joint, and as perfect in every point, as though she had gone 5 months full to thend, though here is 5 months of advantage.
A wondrous miracle, so God me mend. Would each wife that is bound in marriage and that is wedded here within this place might have as quick speed in every such case.
Forsooth, Sir John, yet for all that, I have seen the day that Puss, my cat, hath had in a year Kitlin's 18.
18, my wife, and that have I seen. But how say you, Sir John? Was it good, your pie? The devil the morsel that thereof eat I. But now I see well the old proverb is true. The parish priest forgetteth that ever he was clerk. But Sir John, doth not remember you how I was your clerk, and helped you your mass to sing, and hold the basin away at the offering? You never had half so good clerk as I. But notwithstanding all this, now our pie is eaten up. There was not left a bit. And you two, together, there do sit, eating and drinking at your own desire. And I am John John, which must stand by the fire, chafing the wax, and dare none otherwise do.
And we shall always sit here still, we two. No, answer this question. And shall we always sit here still, we two? That were too much.
Then rise we out of this place.
And kiss me then in the stead of grace, and farewell, Leman, and my love so dear.
Cox body, this wax, it waxed cold again here. What? Shall I long go to bed? And eat nothing, neither meat nor bread. I have not been wont to have such fare.
Why, were you not served there as ye are, chafing the wax, standing by the fire?
Why, what meat gave ye me are you require?
Wast thou not served, I pray thee heartily, both with the bread, the ale, and the pie?
Oh, sir, I had none of that fare.
Why, were ye not served there as ye are, standing by the fire, chafing the wax?
No. Here be many trifles and knacks. By cock's soul, they, when am I drunk or mad?
And had ye no meat, John John? No hat?
Oh, Tib my whip, Tib but my wife, I had not a wit.
What? Not a morsel?
No, not one bit. For hunger, I trow, I shall fall in a sound.
Oh, that were a pity, I swear by my crown.
But is it true?
Yea, for a surety.
Dost thou lie?
No, so mote I thee.
Hast thou had nothing?
No, not a bit.
Hast thou not drink?
No, not a whit.
And where wast thou?
By the fire I did stand.
And what didst thou?
I chafed this wax with my hand. Whereas I knew of wedded men the pain that they have, and yeah, that dare not complain. For the smoke put out my eyes too. I burned my face and rayed my clothes also, mending the pail, which is so rotten and old that it will not scant together hold. And sith it is so, and since that ye twain would give me no meat for my sufficience, by cock's soul I will take no longer pain. Ye shall do all yourself with a very vengeance for me, and take the dare thou pain now, and if thou canst mend it, let me know how.
Horse and knave, have thou broke my pail? Thou shalt repent, by God, cock's lily nail. Reach me my distaff, all my clipping shears, I shall make the blood run about his ears.
Nay, stand still, drab, I say, and come no near, for by cock's blood, if thou come here, or if thou honest stir towards this place, I shall throw this shovel full of coals in thy face.
Yea, horse and devil, get thee out of my door.
Nay, get thou out of my house, thou priest whore.
Thou liest, horse and cuckold, even to thy face.
And thou liest, pole priest, with an evil grace.
And thou liest.
And thou liest.
And thou liest again.
By cock's soul, horse and priest, thou shalt be slain. Now as eat of our pie and give me naught. By cock's blood it shall be full dearly bought.
At him, Sir John, or else God give thee sorrow.
And have it you, whore and thief, St. George to borrow.
And out.
Oh, sirs, I have paid some of them even as I list. I have borne many a blow with my fist. I thank God I have walked them well and driven them hence. But yet, can ye tell whether they be go? For by God, I fear me they be gone together, he and she, unto his chamber. And perhaps will, spite of my heart, tarry these there still. And peradventure, the he and she will make me cuckold even to anger me. And then, had I a pig in the worst pannier, therefore, by God, I will hire me thither to see if they do me any villainy. And thus, farewell this noble company.
And exit.
And
actually, that did better time than I was expecting. So...